The goodness always seems to be running after us, and sometimes we seem to be running away from it, don't we? I'm not going to start with the reading. I'm going to do a reading a little bit later on, but here it goes anyway. You know, and here's the thing that most of us have done, especially those that wear glasses. The other day at work, I was doing some paperwork in the office, and the bell on reception rang, so I got up and went to answer it. After sorting that out, I went back to the office, sat down, and looked for my glasses. The only problem is, couldn't find them. So I got up, retraced my steps, and still couldn't find them. And you know what I'm going to tell you next? They were on top of my head. And I think most of us who wear glasses have probably done exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. So I had spent 10 minutes looking for something that I already had. And I'm sure most of us have had that experience, haven't we? Also, a few years ago, I was working down in London, and I was staying in the Barbican Hotel, which was very close to the office that we had down there. And the hotel is split into two. One is a big high-rise block, and the other one is a small block to the side. And the chap who I was working with, a guy called Joe Wallace, his daughter actually lived in London, and so she lived close by, so he didn't bother staying in the hotel at the time. But we did arrange to have dinner that night, and I said I would meet him at 6:30 and we would have a bite to eat and chat over what the day had been anyway. And there was I down in the reception area at 6:30. Then time went on and it was 6:45 and still no sign of Joe, and that was very unusual for this man, because you know he was so spot on, you know, you could set your watch by him. Until the girl at the desk said to me, and she was saying, "Are you waiting for somebody?" I said yes, and she told me that my friend was in the other reception area. Didn't realise the place had two receptions, but there goes, Joe was sitting in the other area and I'm sitting in the other one. So I was waiting for someone who was already there. He was already there. He had already arrived, or like my glasses, I was looking for something that I already had. And in the Christian tradition, we recall the birth of Christ at Christmas, preceded by 4 weeks of watching, hoping, praying, and we call it Advent. But our Advent waiting is the kind of waiting and watching, the same as I was doing in the hotel. I was waiting for someone who was already there. And today, we are waiting for someone who is already here. You know, if you've read your morning's devotion from our pastor, I was over the moon, to be truthful. I was really excited when I read it. It was talking about Jesus being at hand. Jesus is very close, you know. And there was I. I was waiting for someone who was already there. Bit like us today, isn't it? Bit like us today. We are waiting for Christ, who is present right here and now by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that odd? We are waiting for someone to come and he's already here. So the Advent scripture tells us to watch and look. And the problem is we are looking for something that we already have. Advent is a Latin word which means the coming or the arrival. Coming or the arrival. And Advent calls us today to focus on the coming Christ into our world. We know that he came at Christmas, born of Mary and Joseph. greeted by Magi. So Christ has already come. We know, we've got it written down for us. And right now, this morning, Christ is present. He is right here in this very place today. He's in your life. He's in mine. That is if we know him as our Saviour this morning. So the coming one is already here. And perhaps we can ask ourselves an Advent question this morning. Am I in the right lobby this morning? Am I in the right reception area this morning? In other words, have I been paying attention to where the Lord is in my life? And you know, you might be surprised that the one who feels to us so far off at times is actually closer than we think. The people of ancient Israel were looking for God, hoping that God would come soon for him to heal them and then to take them back home. And for many years, Israel's people were called God's chosen people. They were called to be faithful and just and holy. The prophets reminded God's people that they were chosen, that they were called to be holy, yet so often they chose selfishness, injustice, unfaithfulness. They ignored the needs of the poor and walked past the widows and the orphans. They failed to welcome the stranger, and at times ran their business dishonestly. They didn't honour their marriages, worshipped false gods, sought power for their own gains, and few sought holiness. You know, nothing much has changed. And all those years that's passed, nothing much has changed. The prophets warned him that this would lead to disaster, and about 6 centuries before the birth of Christ, disaster happened. Prophets warned him that this would lead to disaster, because the Babylonians conquered Israel just then, and the people were carried off in exile to a foreign land. Everything they had and counted on was taken away from them, leaving them to just wonder and wondering, where is God? Will God ever help us? How long will we wait until God comes to take us home? They prayed and pleaded. They walked, they watched and waited. We today suffer the same confusion when our world gets turned upside down, don't we? Maybe we know a little bit more how that feels right now, today. Since the arrival of this COVID-19 epidemic, our world has been in confusion, turned upside down, and lives have been changed through different circumstances. You know, it's these times when we are pleading to God to come closer to us. We are missing the things that used to give us strength in our being. A stress-free trip to church, fellowship with brothers and sisters, meetings that we are missing. Maybe it's just meeting a friend for a coffee or some lunch, or a hug from grandchildren and family. These things are being taken away from us at this very moment. And dare I say it, during this COVID epidemic, there are some who are asking, where is God in all of this? Where is God in all of this? When will he come and set things right? How long must we wait, or will we ever get back to normal? Where are you, Lord? Can I tell you somewhere where he is this morning? Right here. right here amongst us this morning. Right here. The people of Israel were experiencing heartbreak. Then God speaks a word to them. I want us to do our reading this morning. And I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to read verses 1 to 5 first. And it says, comfort. Comfort my people. What did we just sing there before? You are my comfort and strength. And this word says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. A rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And now all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I want us to go on to verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Comfort. It's the first word of that passage today. Comfort. Comfort my people, says God. And it goes out to say, your sins are forgiven. That's enough for me. With nothing else, that would be enough for me. It also goes on to say, every valley shall be filled in, and every mountain made low, and the glory of God should be revealed. Everything will be on a level. We'll not have to be looking down, we'll not have to be looking up, we'll be looking on the same level. God to us. Meeting God. God to us. You can almost feel the hope of God's people in those verses, can't you? And still, you couldn't blame them for asking, when will this happen? When is it coming? Where is our God? They still couldn't grasp just what he had achieved for them and what he had given to them. You know, if we continue to read further in Isaiah 40, it tells us that the one who will heal us is already here. He's already here. Verse 9 says, go up to a high mountain. Lift up your voice, say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. And this morning I'm saying to you, here is your God. He is here, right next to you. It's not just something for the future, and it's not something for the past. It's for the right now. It's for you right now. God is saying, I'm here. And we can say, here is your God as well, to each other. How great is our God this morning? You know, our God is right here, right now. It says further on, he gathers his lambs in his arms. And we are those lambs this morning. We are those that God gathers. He protects us from even from this epidemic. That we are going through at this moment. He is protecting us. He is keeping his hand upon us. He is very close to us when sometimes we don't understand. We can't understand. But he's right here. He's right here with you this morning. He's right next to you. And yes, people of Israel lost so much and they were confused. And to them, God felt so far away. And maybe we might be feeling the same way today. We might be asking them questions. When's it going to finish? When is God going to deal with it? He's dealing with it. He is dealing with it. Right here, right now, he is dealing with it. But the God who saves is not going anywhere. He will be with us all the time, all the way through, right the way through. It was the people. It was the people who had wandered, not God. God was still there. It was the people who went away from him. Isaiah reveals that God is at work and is making it possible for the people to experience the joy of homecoming. Yes, for those of latter days, those days gone past, but also for us today. It's a homecoming because things are going to change and it's going to be the same as what it was. God is going to deal with our situation today. God is at work at putting this world right and bringing back joy to his people. You are looking for the Lord who was already there. Their coming God was as close as the hairs on their head. He was that close, right close to them. You know, when John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, he announced that the one more powerful than he is coming. The one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit. I've got a problem with that. What John was said was right, but what he forgot was that the Lord was already there. He was there beside him. He had been amongst them for 30 years. So he had lived with them. He had lived with Mary and Joseph. He was the carpenter's son. He was there among them. Maybe he looked too ordinary for them to understand just who he was. But he was there amongst them. Many people in the world today wonder, where is God? I get tired of hearing that question. You know, why is God not moving in this world? You know, and the only thing I can say to people and try to explain to people is most of the things that happen in this world are done by man, not God. Don't blame God. Blame man. Our God is still here. He's still working. He's still active. And he's right here beside us. The Advent promise tells us not to live in the past, nor are we to live in the future either. Nor are we to live in the future waiting for the Lord to come. Why? Because he's already here. Right close beside us. In Matthew 1 verse 23 it says, they will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Isaiah's promise of comfort proclaims God's presence today. Here is your God. Here is your God, he's telling us. God is with us, friends. Right here. Right now. And if you put your hand on the top of your head, that's how close he is. Right next year. So close that people can't understand it. So as we lead up to Christmas and it moves closer to us, what we have to remember is not the tinsel or the Christmas cards or even the presents. What we have to remember is that we have the greatest present here with us today. Our Jesus. So yes, this year may be the year that people will remember and will look back on, but we as Christians can look to the here and now. Why? Because the Comforter is here. Our God is so close, we can feel him right here this morning. So, unlike the Israelites, we don't have to go up to any high mountains or say to the cities of Judah, here is your God, because we know, we may know this morning, he is right here, right beside us this morning. Our God is a faithful God. He will never move away from us. He is always there. Amen.